From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday ordered 450 more American military trainers to Iraq in a new effort to bolster Iraqi troops as they try to retake Ramadi, the Anbar provincial capital seized last month by Islamic State insurgents. The White House said the extra trainers would augment the 3,100 trainers the U.S. already has in Iraq, but Mr. Obama is continuing to rule out sending ground troops back into Iraq after withdrawing them in 2011. Statement said the president is adding the new trainers at the request of Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and the recommendation of U.S. defense chiefs. The White House said Mr. Obama has ordered officials to intensify their efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria. The outgoing chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, sought to reassure Israel of continued U.S. military assistance in the face of the growing security threat posed by Iran. In Jerusalem, Dempsey said the U.S. will help Israel improve its air and missile defenses, as well as cyber and maritime security. The New York Times says Israeli officials pressed him to expand long-term maintenance of Israel's qualitative military edge over the regional adversaries. FIFA says it has suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing corruption scandal involving the World Football governing body. The host of the 2026 World Football Championship was set to be chosen by FIFA members during a 2017 meeting in Malaysia. It is not clear when the decision now will be made. This is VOA News. Burundi is delaying its presidential elections following protests against the president's bid for a third term in office. VOA's Gabe Joselo reports the move comes as regional bodies urge continued dialogue with the opposition to resolve the political crisis in the country.
Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, issued a decree late Tuesday postponing the presidential vote to July 15th, about 2 weeks later than initially planned. Parliamentary elections have also been pushed back about a month and are now scheduled to be held June 29th. Presidential spokesman Gervais Abayeho told VOA the new timetable is designed to give the opposition time to organize for the vote.
The opposition parties were claiming that they didn't have enough time to campaign given the situation that was prevailing here, so that they can be given ample time to do so. That is the motivation behind that.
Opposition parties and civil society activists have led weeks of street protests against President Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office, which opponents say would be against the law. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday in Milan, where the two leaders are attending the Expo 2015 International Fair. Underlying Italy's differences with Russia over Moscow's annexation of Crimea and support of separatists in eastern Ukraine, Mr. Renzi spoke of divergent positions between the two countries on some issues while praising their traditional friendship. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, making her first visit to China this week, is expected to meet with Communist Party leaders, including President Xi Jinping. China's tightly controlled state media has released very few details about the visit other than the dates. But that has not stopped other websites from reporting about her trip. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Although there were no state media reports confirming Aung San Suu Kyi's arrival, anticipation and interest in the visit is already exceeding the low-key profile the Communist Party apparently intended for the trip. The visit comes at a crucial time for Myanmar-China relations. Fighting between Myanmar's military and ethnic rebels has been going on for months and at times has spilled across the border into China. Stray bombs from the fighting have landed in Chinese territory several times. One blast killed five Chinese farmers. Bill Ide, Beijing.
The European Union's Justice Agency says it has arrested dozens of suspects in an international identity theft sting that involved millions of euros stolen from bank accounts. The agency, known as Eurojust, announced Wednesday it has arrested 49 suspects in the investigation of some 6.8 million stolen from the European bank accounts. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.